یہ صبح مدینہ یہ شام مدینہ مبارک تجھے یہ قیام مدینہ یہ صبح مدینہ یہ شام مدینہ مبارک تجھے یہ قیام مدینہ بلا جانے کیا جانو مینا عالم بلا جانے کیا جانو مینا عالم تیرا کیف اے خوش حرام مدینہ یہ صبح مدینہ یہ شام مدینہ مبارک تجھے یہ قیام مدینہ مدینے کی گلیوں میں ہر ایک قدم پر مدینے کی گلیوں میں ہر ایک قدم پر ہو مد نظر تیرا میں مدینہ یہ صبح مدینہ یہ شام مدینہ مبارک تجھے یہ قیام مدینہ 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 برا لطف دیتا ہے نام مدینہ یہ صبح مدینہ یہ شام مدینہ مبارک تجھے یہ قیام مدینہ نگاہوں میں سلطانیت ہی چہوگی نگاہوں میں سلطانیت ہی چہوگی جو پائے گا دل قیام مدینہ یہ صبح مدینہ یہ شام مدینہ مبارک تجھے قیام مدینہ سکون جہاں تم کہاں ڈھونڈتے ہو سکون جہاں تم کہاں ڈھونڈتے ہو سکون جہاں ہے نظام مدینہ یہ صبح مدینہ شام مدینہ مبارک تجھے یہ قیام مدینہ ہو آزاد اختر ہمیں دو جہاں سے ہوا داد خطر ہمیں دو جہاں سے جو ہو جائے دل سے غلام مدینہ یہ صبح مدینہ یہ شام مدینہ مبارک تجھے یہ قیام مدینہ.
الحمد للہ وکفا وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين صدق الله المولانا العظيم. This very beautiful poem and this very beautiful appropriate time when people for Hajj are gathering from the four corners of the world, and Allah Ta'ala's e'lan and announcement is ringing out in the world, وَأَذِّنْ فِي النَّاسِ بِالْحَجِّ, that O Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, call out and make the e'lan of Hajj. And today the ulama in the kitabs, in the bayans, in the classes, fiqh, masail, all exhorting about the masail of Hajj. This is all وَأَذِّنْ فِي النَّاسِ بِالْحَجِّ. And in result, يَأْتُوكَ رِجَالُوا عَلَى كُلِّ ضَامِرٍ يَأْتِينَ مِنْ كُلِّ فَجٍّ عَمِيقٍ. Men will come on all types of animals, conveyances, and they will come from all valleys and nooks and corners of the world. And what an environment, if we just have to think of a satellite view of Makkah Sharif, of the first of all right at the Hajj terminal, where all flights are coming in, people from different north, south, east, west, white, black, yellow, orange, all types of people are coming in, men, women, children, old, and on everyone's tongue, labbaik, Allahumma labbaik, and everyone is coming with what a great enthusiasm and feeling. And we should also, at this time, though we are far away from there, but our hearts should be there. And our family people who have gone, and we have got contact with them, then let us keep this contact, not really with them also, but with Medina Park, with Makkah Sharif. Today, mashallah, some brothers who have gone send their emails and they explain what the fervor is there, how they're enjoying their stay there. We should also have the desire. We also can be there, and we should have this desire. We can be there every year. And from about one major part, which is not really of Hajj, but we call it part of Hajj, is visiting Madinatul Munawwara. And this beautiful poem of Hadrat, which shows and expresses what love we should have for Medina Sharif, wherever we are. And a person just thinks, Ya Subhi Medina, Ya Shami Medina, these beautiful mornings of Medina, these beautiful evenings of Medina. Or a person thinks, though when he was there, those beautiful mornings of Medina we should enjoy, those beautiful evenings of Medina we should enjoy. And really it is a great, great spirit and environment there if we take notice. When at Fajr time, in the mornings, whether you are in the Haram or you are just out of the Haram, and especially now, which is not part of it all, but where the umbrellas are now closing, they close the umbrellas in the morning, they were open the whole night, what a change takes place. If we take notice, at Ishraq time, the lights start going off all. And now a change has come, but that feeling of that morning. Then again in the evenings, when Maghrib time comes, before Maghrib, Asr time, Maghrib, what a beautiful feeling. So those mornings of Medina, those evenings of Medina are to be cherished and released forever and ever. Mubarak tujhe ye qiyam e Madina. Fortunate are you for the person who has gone to Medina. For those people who are staying permanently, what to say? And those people who have gone on a visit to Medina to visit Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the best days of a person's life that he can have. Bhala jaane kya jaamu meena e aalam. What can the people know of the bottle and the drink of the world? All the enjoyments of the world, whatever they are, going on a cruise, going on a holiday, going to whatever part, doing big business, playing soccer, cricket, golf, whatever they can mean. What do they know? What is the enjoyment? Tera kaif, eh khush, haram eh Medina. The enjoyment that the person gets, of the person who goes to Medina, and for that person who has prepared himself. And his heart is there, and he knows I'm near my Nabi, alayhi salatu wassalam. Like we explained that instance a few times. Maulana Shabbir Ahmad Usmani, Shaykh al-Islam, rahmatullah alayhi, on one of his trips to Medina Park, they had eaten, after eating the crumbs, they threw it in the garden in a little shrubs that were growing there. Then they saw a small boy coming and picking up those crumbs and eating them. So he felt pity, this boy must be so poor, so hungry. So he asked him, he told him, my father has just passed away a few months ago, a year, whatever it was. My mother is all alone, we 9-10 children, no food in the house, we are battling very greatly. So he took pity on the young boy and he explained to him, if you want to, you come with me to India, to Pakistan. I'll make you a hafiz, I'll teach you deen, make you alim, you will get food to eat, you'll have place to sleep, everything, and you'll get qualified. So he was very happy. He said, let me ask my mother first. He went home, sprinting home happily. Mother spoke to his mother. Mother was just too happy. One less mouth to feed. She was battling very greatly. And these are the sources we should channel our money to. And the best is, in my humble opinion, I would make connection with Haji Ahmed Nahuda Sahab, the Ahmed Barakatum. He is fully aware of these people who are the real deserving cases. And if our money can be channeled there, we will be very, very fortunate. And very lucky, well, that person, we have somebody who is going, whatever, those who can afford it, give him money. Tell him to go and speak to Haji Ahmed, and usually Haji Ahmed does this, he takes you what to go and see. And he goes and give it in the hands of those people. So we should try, and our money goes to the Sayyid families of Medina Park, and those who are suffering, and our money reaches there. What better usage can there be of our money? So anyway, so the mother was happy also. Then he came, he told my mother is happy. So Maulana was holding his hand, walking to the Haram Sharif. So as they were going and they came to the Haram, he asked if people got doors like this, the doors of the Haram. He said, those we don't have. The door handles of this Haram you people got. No, that we don't have. There's Gumbat-e-Khizra, the beautiful green dome. No, where can we have that? That we don't have. Roza-e-Mubarak, no. He said, no matter how I suffer, in that case I won't leave Medina Sharif. May Allah give us this love of Medina Sharif. We are very, very weak in it. And it starts off with speaking about it. Inshallah, it will come into our hearts. It will show in our amal also. But may Allah bless us genuinely with the true love of Medina Sharif. So, bhala jaane kya jaamu meena e aalam. Those people who are in the dunya, what do they know? Tera kaif, eh, khush kharam e Medina. Medina ki galiyon mein, har ek qadam par, when you are walking in Medina, wherever you are, whichever alley you are walking, whichever road, even today, wherever you are in Medina Sharif, ho madde nazar, ihtiram e Medina. Keep in mind the honor and respect of Medina Sharif. In various ways, don't smoke, even if you are out of the Haram, far away, wherever you are in Medina, those days, give up your smoking. Hey, to smoke in Medina Sharif, which Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would dislike very much. Then watch our language there. Watch our eyes there. All the time, the respect of Medina Sharif, we must keep it in mind. Medina, 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 Medina. And a person must go in a trance, just taking the name of Medina. Bara lutf deta hai. Name Medina. The name of Medina gives a person great enjoyment. A person gets enjoyment thinking of his child, taking the name of his child. He calls his name with so many pet names. Your wife, you would enjoy taking her name. But the greatest enjoyment, the name of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Medina Park, the name of Allah Ta'ala. These are the things that we should work on to get this true love of all this. Nigahum mein sultaniyat hej hogi. And the kingdom and rulership of this world will just fall from a person's eyes. It won't have any value like that. We're just running our one home with big shots of our house. We're running our one business. Whatever, I own a car, I'm the big shot, this is my car. And how we also, you show the key and how we carry on my car. All these kingdoms of the world. In fact, the kingdom of the whole world, if a person has, it will just fall from a person's eyes who jofaiga dil mein payame Medina, who will find in his heart the message of Medina. Ibrahim ibn Adham rahmatullah alayhi, what a great king, king of Balkh, ruling such a huge country. What an honorable, and he was a pious and righteous king also. But when this message, when this love of Makkah Sharif, Medina Sharif, love of Deen and Islam hit his heart, he gave up all that. And middle of the night he left out and went into the jungles. Sukoon-e jahan tum kahan dhoondte ho? Where are you looking for the peace of the world? Peace of mind, contentment of heart. Some people, everyone generally is looking for it where it isn't. You are hitting the wrong targets. You are looking for it in money. You are looking for it in gardens. You are looking for it in holidays. Hey, that simple example, which that man lost that coin, gold coin of his, was living in a shanty, and he lost it somewhere in his shanty, and he started looking for it outside under the on the street, under the street light. So he was desperate. You could make out this man is desperate. His friend came past. What's wrong? I'm looking for my gold coin. That was my only asset in my life. And I lost it. He also said, let me help you look for it. And which normally happens when you don't find it, and you start asking, where did you lose it? Look in your pocket. Look in that pocket. All that. So then he said, I lost it in my shanty. Tent shanty in my hut. He said, then why are you looking for it here? He said, no lights in my tent shanty. Here there is a bright light. So we can look for peace of mind and contentment of heart in the bright lights of this world, in the bright lights of casinos, in the bright lights of amusement, in the all the other places which are made up like that, in our sports, in our fashions, or wherever we are looking. But the peace of mind is not kept there. Contentment of heart is not kept there. The people of the world are looking for it where it isn't. Where is it? Sukoon-e jahan tum kahan dhoondte ho? Where are you looking for the peace of mind and the enjoyment of this world? Sukoon-e jahan hai Nizam-e Medina. The peace of mind and contentment of heart is the life of the king of Medina, of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Wherever you are in the world, you make effort to live your life according to Sunnat. Bring the teachings genuinely and sincerely of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam in your life, and you will find peace of mind. You will find contentment of heart. Ho azad akhtar ghame do jahan se. Hazrat says about himself, but teaching us all a lesson. A person will be freed of the worries of both the worlds. All the worries of this world, a person will be freed from them. Jo ho jai dil se ghulame Medina. That person who deals there from his heart, not just an outward show that we put on a long jubba, we have a long beard and that, but in your heart that love of Medina and that lifestyle of Medina. That means the Sunnat lifestyle. A person who has that, he'll be freed of the worries of this world also and of the year after also. May Allah bless us with this great, great treasure. And it's a gift from Allah. And if we really desire and we work in our way towards it, Allah won't deprive us also. And wherever we reach, how much we get of the love of Medina, make shukr on that. Whether it is even just in words, make shukr on that. And if it becomes a reality in the heart, die for it. die for Allah, become a die heart, Allah bless you. And if Allah makes you, that you promote it, propagate it in your family, in your homes, you make majlis, you go in jamaat, whatever, and you spread it in the world, there can't be enough shukr that you can make. This is what the world needs, that life of Medina Park, and may Allah use us for that. In that way also, further also, to try and establish makatib wherever we can. Run them, organize, to do the funding for it, and supervise it, whether it's locally, whether it's abroad. Support Darul Ulooms, support all the causes, the good causes of deen. All this will bring that lifestyle of Medina alive in the world. May Allah Ta'ala bless us with this reality, inshallah. I asked Mufti Ali today to do the program. I didn't expect to be here, but your first muhabbat and my muhabbat for you also. I also love to see everyone, and it gives me pleasure when I'm here, sitting alone in my room, with auntie all the time. Seeing our friends here gives me also pleasure. And please do make dua for my health and for all the sick people. It is noted that when you are sick, as long as you are sick, all your du'as are accepted. And when you are sick, make du'a for all the sick people. Like this, it doesn't hit us what the sick people are going through. But when you are going through it yourself, then you realize. So make du'a also for all the sick people. Allah Ta'ala give health and shifa. And Allah uses that health and shifa for His deen. That is very, very important for the pleasure of Allah and for Akhirat, just to love. And also we must love Allah, give us life with peace and with itminan, rahat, with health, and to be used for the sake of deen. For our deen, we practice on deen, and to try and bring deen alive in other people, that must be for what we should love. We should love for deen's sake, inshallah. Further in this kitab, about the questions, Islahi questions to Hazrat, and really we should take note, and many of these questions apply to each one of us, and we should take note of Hazrat's reply. Hazrat, I one time mentioned to Hazrat that when I read, what is the kitab of Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullahi, of question, Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullahi's kitab is also printed. I said I can't make head or tail out of it. But when I read Hazrat's kitab, everything is so practical, so clear, so simplified. Like Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullahi was a man, he is Bayanul Quran. For ulama to do it in Urdu, for ulama to understand, it's not easy. Allah give reward to Mufti Shafi Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, Maulana Idris Kandelvi Rahmatullah Ali. They've really simplified Bayanul Quran and given it to us. And Hazrat's work, this also is really a simplified form of Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali's works. So further, he writes that, aur ghar se bahar ban thal kar nikalta hoon, aur apni daari ko logon se chupata hoon, ki log kya kahenge ki ye daari wala hai. So this is one of his problems. He says, when I go out from my house for whatever, to teach, to do my work, I really smarten myself. I make myself smart. So, and also, I try and hide my beard, that the people will say, there is a bearded man, he is a buzurg, he is a Sufi. So he doesn't want that to be known. So this also, see how sincere he is also. He's writing his true condition. He's not hiding his condition. And that is a person who hides from the doctor his bimari, how is he going to be treated? You have to tell your doctor everything. And spiritual doctor also, you have to speak of your bimari. So he is genuine. And then Hazrat also treats him accordingly, because he's genuine. But from here also we learn that many of us, when we go out, even though we are wearing kurta and topi, etc., beard, but we also want to be smart. Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullahi has written that you are going to buy your train ticket according to in India. Are you going to the post office anywhere? Going to the bank, there's a lady at the teller wherever else, it's a lady. You see, it's a lady, you're waiting in the queue. As you are coming nearer, notice that now you are putting your topi right. What you going to impress that non-Muslim woman, what you, but now you're putting, you're making your beard right. So that is all you want to impress that person. So all that is a bimari which is inside you, which you don't realize. And fortunate are those who realize and who say the bimari, the illness, and they take the treatment also. So Hazrat writes, says, Malum hota hai ki aap daari ko achha nahi samajhte. You are not happy, you don't think that beard is a good thing, that's why you're trying to hide it. You may be keeping it small also, or you are hiding it and you don't want to like show it. Daari ko khub zahir kare. Don't hide. In fact, when Hazrat was in Bangladesh, and mashallah, all the friends they joined. So one thing Hazrat did to show the people for the sake of Allah that the bearded people are still alive in the world. 20 cars, whole convoy going, all bearded people. Otherwise the West and the enemies of Islam are trying very hard to try and impress on the people that there are no more Muslims left in the world. One Jamaat that went to one of the West African countries, the immigration and custom officers were actually pulling at their beards. That is this a genuine beard? Or then they explained to them, we have been taught that there are no Muslims left in the world. All have become Christians. Only you stupid few people are left behind. You also become. So we want great, and I usually encourage this also, not so much, but that even if you go for a holiday, especially in the Arab countries, you go with your wife, your beard, your topi, don't shy away. Show it. There is great da'wat. Today the world is thinking that these type of people are no more existing in the world. At airports, don't shy away from making your namaz. Don't shy away with your clothes. Wear your clothes and show it. Your woman, not to show them, but to promote Islam, tabligh of Islam. Our women's parda, burqa, etc. How many places, men till today, how many countries, they haven't seen a woman in burqa. We were in Namibia, and at one place, the traffic, there was a roadblock. The police stopped us and just checking up. And when they saw the woman, they say, the first time in our lives we see a woman. We knew there was something, we heard it somewhere remote in our mind. But there is a first time we actually see. And many of them think it's not practical. That how can you live like that? That you can't see, etc. But when you have this interaction, then they realize that, no, these people are living normal lives. Their wives are not stumbling and falling over everything. They can see where they're walking. And they know exactly, they can see who's my husband and who's somebody else. They're not mixing up with everyone also. They can see clearly. So this is very, very important that a person must show this, not for the sake of show, for the sake of Islam and for Allah's pleasure. اور شکر کرے کہ اللہ تعالی نے اس نعمت عظمہ کی آپ کو توفیق عطا فرمائے. And make great شکر to Allah. Allah gave you توفیق to keep a beard. And a person who is keeping a sunnat beard in this time, the reward of it is of jihad. Because today the environment is made such, and what remarks the people pass, and for women to be in burqa is also jihad for them. And those who observe the burqa properly. Yesterday or so, the children were at home. So my son and my daughter-in-law were also there. The other son was coming. So alhamdulillah, they know, they adjust themselves. The daughter-in-law quickly went up and she was going in the other room. So she'll be sitting alone. Now otherwise people will take offense. I say, what reward you are getting on this? Observing this, otherwise we can say, family, what does it matter now? Just turn that side or something, but observing it. And taking that courage is a great, great thing. It's just in the home, nobody can see it, but to observe the command of Allah, and to observe a faraz, is a jihad in these times. Otherwise, how, in families, how they now what you so particular about this? You're becoming an extremist now, becoming a fundamentalist now. These things here, yeah, you must make namaz now. When you get chance, you make namaz. When there isn't chance, you don't have to be so particular about it. And all your burqa, you just put niqab in there. When you go out in the house, no, it's not important. So these are all very, very great, great ibadats which we don't think as such, and which Allah has given us tawfiq of. But realize what a great ibadat it is to be keeping the beard, to be in parda, to be five times namaz, etc. The next question he poses, Hazrat Sahib, dil mein khyaal aata hai ki log meri khub izzat kare, aur meri khub tarife kare, aur meri neki ki geet gaye. There is also a very common disease that we have. He said, Hazrat, in my heart it comes that people must respect me greatly. Wherever I go, and this comes more in the ulama. Even other people, but ulama more, because people respect the ulama. And that people must praise me a lot. And everywhere people must be singing the songs of my praises. That he is such an alim, his bayans are such, he is such a great alim, is this. These things come in the heart. And he has written them, he has not hidden it. He has written from inside. And he has told Hazrat. Hazrat replies, Ye hubbe jahe. This is love of popularity. You want name and fame. You want to be famous. Now the ilaj of it, the treatment of it, socha kare, ke na main rahunga, na tarif karne wale rahenge. I won't remain, and these people who are praising also won't remain. All this few days they're going to praise you, then it's the end of it. What's that for? What's that going to help you? Many times we think also, after I die, people will remember me. What's that going to help you? You have to worry your qabr. What will be your condition in your qabr? So this year, just think that I also won't remain, and these people praising me also, they also won't remain. Aise fani aur na paidar cheez ke khwahish karke Allah ko naraz karna, himaqat hai. Such a thing which is so temporary and which is non-existent really, existing for a little while, but really in essence it's non-existent, to desire that, and even the people praise you is only words, nothing more than that. Hey, what's those words going to help you? It's just a false image you are building of yourself, which is a false idol. The other people at least worship a solid idol. You are worshipping an imaginary idol. That my image, my position, people must praise me. I'm the big person. I'm everyone. It's just a false image which you are cherishing it. And worse than that, you are making Allah unhappy. Allah gave you that honor which you got. You made a bayan, Allah gave you your tongue. Allah gave you that knowledge. You went and studied in a madrasa, Allah made all your intizam. It's nothing of yours, it's a gift of Allah. And now you want to take the praises, and you buy goods from shop A, and you go and pay in shop B. No, pay where you bought the goods from. So don't make Allah unhappy. Allah did everything. Make Allah happy. And then Allah will give you true honor in this world also, in the year after also. The other question he writes, Hazrat Sahab, ye hai ke kuch mukhtasar takabbur ki alamate. These are some of my signs which I have recognized, which I have diagnosed of my pride. This is what he mentioned. Hazrat Sahab, koi aisa ilmi wa amali ilaj tajweez farmaye. Hazrat, please give me some academic, knowledgeable, yani theory treatments also, and practical treatments also. In theory also, and in practice also. Takabbur aur jaah nikal kar apni aajizi wa zillat ka har waqt istizar rahe. Ke this pride of mine, this popularity that I want, this must go out. And all the time, I must realize that how low I am. How zaleel, zillat, and ajizi. I'm so weak. I haven't got the strength to even wink my eye without the help of Allah. I can't lift a finger. I can't do a thing. A person can't do anything. As we are sitting here, and we are all quite healthy and there, like this little illness of mine, just to let the brothers know, so I all want to know what's happening, or is just pretending, or just want some attention, or what, a little bit, some gas building up, and sometimes it gets blocked here with the reflux or hernia, whatever it is. and then can't breathe properly. Breathing, what a great ni'mat. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala, there was a person, when we, the initial days we went to Makkah, we saw such people. In the mataf of Makkah, now no more we see them. That the whole face, the skin is over the whole face. The eyes are closed, nostrils, just small little skin, not like our faces. That's how they are made. So somebody saw a person like that, asked Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, what of Allah's ni'mat is on this person? Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, isn't he breathing? Doesn't he eat food in whichever, how he manages to eat his food? Isn't he like our woman, when the niqab, then they put the food inside, but they also eat when the niqab is on top. These people skin niqab all the time. And their legs are all, they can't walk. They just on the mataf and whole life they passing like that. We get little bimari, big problem. How many people, how they are living, how they are suffering in the world. So we should think, so just breathing also, what a ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala. And this, a ni'mat idha fuqidat, urifat. When a ni'mat is not there, then you really realize. Like that you can talk about it, but then you actually realize it. So, he wanted this treatment in theory and in practice, by which all this takabbur, this pride, and we can become humble, humble ourselves. Hazrat replies, ilaj or tajweez or upar tahreer kar diya gaya. I've now written the treatment. It's all, I gave you the treatment. Now, Allah Ta'ala nafa kamil ata farmaye, Allah give you the full benefit of it. Or ham sab ki islah farmaye, Allah make our islah. There is also a thing, like many times brothers, whole bayan was for example on ikhlas. After that they come, that what is the treatment for ikhlas? To get sincerity. Now what were you doing in the bayan? Where were you in the bayan? Which world were you in? Or the whole bayan was on pride. And now email comes, give me treatment for pride. So Hazrat say, I gave you the treatment, now you're still asking for it. That is also one great weakness. Many students come, particularly other people also, bayan, everything finished. Hazrat, make some nasiha. 1 hour, what were we doing? We were flying kite or what? Wasn't it all nasiha? Now it's time to make amal. That we don't want to do. We just want more nasiha, more. Write one nasiha for me. How many duas are taught everything? Write one dua for me. No, the thing is to make amal. And though whatever prescription is given, how simple, but make amal and see. 100% you will see the difference. But that is when you will practice. If you don't practice on it, doctor gives you the best medicine, but you're not drinking the medicine. How is that going to benefit you? You must take the medicine and take it as it is prescribed. Then inshallah you are going to get the benefit. May Allah give us tawfiq inshallah. Yeah, we have read many times in different ways in Hazrat's kitabs the same subject matter, islahi nafs, how to make the islah of our nafs. And this is very important, that is why we are here. All of us, I myself need it, each one of us need it, and how to do it. And if we will follow these prescriptions, then we will benefit. Or husul and nisbat ma'allah, two things there are. To make our islah and to get connected with Allah Ta'ala. And it happens automatically. The minute your islah is made, you get connected with Allah Ta'ala. Kitadabir, the various ways a person should go about to inculcate, to bring about his islah, his reformation, and how to get connection with Allah Ta'ala. Barayhi salikin e kiram. And this is the ma'mulat for the salikin, that what should they be doing. The first point, Ahlullah ki sohbat ka ihtimam. The first is to be in the company of Ahlullah. If you are bayat with a sheikh, make sure you go to your sheikh and sit in his company. If you are not bayat still, you are still thinking of becoming bayat, go to other mashayikh also. When you are bayat, try and not just float around too much. Go to your sheikh only. Sometimes some mashayikh come, ulama, ahle haq, you sit in the bayans, no problem. But with this in mind, that my spiritual benefit is coming from my sheikh. But as far as possible, don't be like a rolling stone. You get this, no mosque, you go to this majlis also, you go that, you're going to get confuse yourself even. Before you become bad, if you want to, go to other mashayikh, see, and then where your heart catches on, then hold on firmly to that. Then don't move away from one shaykh, go to this shaykh, go another shaykh comes, you get now impressed with this shaykh, to one point of his, one, everyone is going to have different. Till you don't get married, a woman, she can entertain proposals, I want to see this one, that one. And once she's married, now she can run around now. Now just her husband, finish, the end of the story. Eh? So just like that, once you become bayat, then just go to your shaykh, and that is where, that's very important. Or hukuk e muslih, and the rights of the shaykh. Whatever the rights of the shaykh are, fulfill them also. What are the rights? They are mentioned many places. Yes, some of the rights are. Ittila, yani ittila, inform him. How we read his letters, how open he has expressed his position. Inform, make ittila of your condition. After ittila, what is very important, ittiba, follow what you have been told. Don't now you just take the prescription and you go and put it away. No, follow that what you have been told. And third, what is very important also in order to benefit, i'timad, to have trust on your shaykh. If a person hasn't got trust on his doctor, doctor gives him medicine, tells him something, you go to the hakim, it's not appealing to you, you'll feel why I went also. And I'm paying him also so much. And I'm not getting any benefit, you haven't got i'timad. So before you become bayat, make sure who you want to become bayat to. And when you have become bayat, have full i'timad. And make dua to Allah Ta'ala. That trust in your shaykh, that aqidat, your trust in your shaykh, make dua. The more you have it, the more you're going to. And the benefit in reality is not from the shaykh, it's from Allah. But it will come from your shaykh, via your shaykh. And it will come with these conditions. Inform him what your condition is, what he prescribes, follow that, and have full trust on your shaykh. That this is my best doctor. For me, my best doctor, this is my best doctor. And I must, the medicine he gave me, this is the best medicine. Wa in qiyad, and totally submit to him. Whatever he is trying, this in qiyad, make your mizaj, your way of thinking, trying this nismate intiqali, that you become like your shaykh, that you try and reach that stage, that you don't have your own opinions in also in any matters. How your shaykh thinks, you start thinking like that also. What his mizaj, everyone has got a different mizaj. So your shaykh, so this is what is required to get full benefit from a shaykh. Ittila, to inform him of your condition. Ittiba, to do what he tells you. I'timad, to have full trust and yaqeen on him. And then, inqiyad, and that is to submit to him totally. Ka iltizam. Iltizam, make the, be continuous on it. Be hard on it, continuously on, not now and then, but continuously. And whoever has been blessed, and this is really, it's not a thing a person develops, he can try to develop it, but it's a gift from Allah. Those who really love their shaykh, and who really feel, my shaykh, there is nobody like my shaykh. He is the greatest shaykh, and you just like become a die heart of your shaykh, those people really benefit, and they fly in the realm of spirituality. Kam as kam har mahina ittila karna, at least the least, inform once a month of your condition. Aur inke irshadat par amal karna, and follow the instructions which they have given. Apni rahayishi maqam par bhi salihin ki majalisat ikhtiyar karna. Where you are living, go to your shaykh, wherever he is. Go to the majlis, we are very far, come once a month. Come and spend Ramzan there, spend a long time with your shaykh as much as you can. And other times you're not going to be always there, you are going to be at your place. You are 50 kilometers away, you are 500 kilometers away. There also, sit with the salihin, with the pious people. And with this aqidah, I'm getting benefit from my shaykh. Mudhir aur buri sohbat se duri ikhtiyar karna. And stay away from harmful and bad company. That is very, very important. Whether now you're going for fishing and your friends are such, they don't read namaz. So the fishing environment also is of ghaflat. And those fish get caught who are in ghaflat, who don't make zikr. The fish who make zikr, they don't get caught. But those who don't make zikr, and who will catch them? The ghafil people, who are ghafil of their other duties, etc. And therefore, we have been warned in the hadith of a hunter who runs after his prey so much that he forgets his namaz also. You get so engrossed in running after your animal, hunting it, that you forget your namaz also, etc. So, all bad company sports, going to grounds, going to watch cricket, people sit around watching TV, etc. There's all bad company. So, avoid all the bad company. And try today, very, very important, to save our children from such bad company as well. بالخصوص محل الشهوات, especially the places where your lust will be aroused. Such places stay away completely. Like for example, totally unnecessary going to shopping malls, going to a place where entertainment, like this, dolphin show. Now, most of the people, how are they dressed? And all what carries on there, try and avoid all these things. All these places where your lust will be aroused. Many tourist attraction places also. Not that the tourist attraction places in themselves are bad, but the people, the tourists. You get one whole bus of tourists, load of tourists. How are they dressed normally? And now, automatically, you're going to be also feeling like that. So try and avoid all that also. No juano or na mehram orto se door rehne ka sakht ehtimam kare. To stay away from young boys, where also this a person doesn't realize, because we just mix freely, and more today in our environment we see women, we mix with them, so your lust of desire goes more towards women. But if you make ehtimam of not looking at women, then you will find you getting aroused with young boys. Like that, young boys won't arouse you. You'll feel, what's wrong? We see them, they come for namaz, young boys, we don't feel anything. They come around, they go. But if there is strict Islamic environment, you don't see any woman whatsoever, then that you will realize that inside, desire, then it will build up. So stay away from that. And alhamdulillah, hopefully, our societies, we are safe still from homosexuality. It's not a problem really, but other communities, it's a big problem. And there you have to be very, very particular that you stay away. And even in the West now, not in our communities, but we know what's happening in the church. Child abuse is a daily occurrence. And big, big churches, and big, big cardinals, and big, big people involved, and they get exposed. So it's a reality. Don't try and think that these things don't exist. And our mashayikh, that they just for nothing, they're talking about it. These things do exist. So we must be careful of that also. Allah Ta'ala says, تِلْكَ حُدُودُ اللَّهِ فَلَا تَقْرَبُوهَا. Those are the limits which are set by Allah, the borders. So though Allah then further gave the announcement that don't go near the borders also. Because the person who stays on the border is going to go across any time. Your trouser, the border is the ankle. But if you leave it till the ankle, it's going to go over the ankle. So keep it above that. So if it does go down, it's still this side of the border. So like that, this mixing with women, with young boys, those are the limits which are set by Allah. So don't go near those limits also. You go near, you will get involved. How beautifully Hazrat has explained it. Yani hudood-e ilahiya ki qareeb bhi mat jao. Don't even go near the limits and the borders which Allah has set. Bas jo log haseen nojwano se aur na-mehram auraton se la taqrabu rehte hain. So those people who stay away from beautiful lads, young boys, and from other women, who are na-mehram women, they stay away from, and they are all the time, according to the Quran Sharif, la taqrabu, don't go near them. Those people, kala, who go near them, then this la taqrabu kala hatakar taqrabu hote hain. They remove that la taqrabu, and they become taqrabu. Don't go near, so they remove the don't. They went near, and they go near. And now when you are near, butter is near fire. it has to melt down. And then you have to get the desire, etc. You stay away far, you will stay safe. और जो लोग होते हैं तो इनका तक्वा भी ला हो जाता है. Then the taqwa also becomes la, negated. Now the taqwa also goes away. और वो तफ़अलू हो जाते हैं. And they become तफ़अलू. They will do that now. They will get involved in sin. At least what's sin? The thought will come. And if not the thought, if more than the thought, you'll start fantasizing. More than that, you'll try and build up a relation. Try and take a phone number. Try and make some, just pass some remarks. And just try and make a joke. All that is to attract that person. All that because you became la taf'alu. You removed the la. And you became taf'alu, so you will become taqrabu. So very, very important that we try and save ourselves. And particularly in this, in now, in our days, in our times, is the TV. We get involved in a lot of wrong things in the TV, whether it's Islamic shows also, avoid it completely. And also the internet, we're just going to watch some news, etc. And there also you see women, you start fantasizing, and you see some pop-up, and you have to go on to this site here, some other site attracts you, you have to go on that site, and before you know what hours you have spent, and in haram you have spent it. You went, how many people write, they went with good intentions, on Islamic sites they went, and they landed up on porn. The internet is made in such a way. You go on good sites, and there is another YouTube of something else, and just let me just see what is this. And before you know what, you are gone in something else. So all this, remember, la taqrabu. Don't even go near these things, then you won't become tafa'alu. Otherwise, you will get involved in these things. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshaAllah. In this beautiful kitab of Hazrat, ek qissa ek aashiq niqab posh buzurg ka, the story of one great buzurg who put a niqab on himself, who put a veil on him. Ye niqab posh buzurg zamane jahiliyat mein kisi khitae arab ke badshah the. In the days of ignorance, he was the king of one place of the Arab lands. Ye pehle ishq majaz mein mubtala the. First he was involved in illicit love affairs, dunya's all love affairs and women, etc. Aur bahut acche shair the. And he was a very good poet also. He was a king also, very good poet and involved in all dunya's illicit love affairs. Hukumat aur mulk ke haris, very greedy of having government and increasing his country, waging wars, making his country bigger, bringing other place under his nose, under his control. Nazuk taba, and he was very, what is nazuk taba? Sensitive. He was very particular about his things. Aur sahib-e jamal, very beautiful also. Jab ishq-e haqeeqi ne unke dil par asar kiya, but when the love of Allah hit on his heart, and he got the love of Allah ta'ala, to hukumat o sultanat talkh malum hone lagi. Then this government and his kingdom started to becoming bitter in him. The minute you get the taste of akhirat, the taste of Allah's love and deen, then dunya becomes bitter for you. Then you don't enjoy dunya. That is a sign that hidayat has come in your heart when you become disinclined to dunya and now your inclination is towards Allah. Doesn't mean that you won't enjoy dunya or you won't partake, but your heart won't be in it. You will still do business, you will still do your dunya, but your heart won't be in it. Your heart will be with Allah. وَلَنِعْمَ مَا قَالْ صَاحِبُ قَسِيدَةُ الْمُرْدَى. And how beautiful this has been explained by the writer of Qasida Murda Sharif. When he was accused by people that what is wrong with you? You're not involved in dunya, you're not getting interested in all the things, you are sick, or what is wrong with you? And who are you thinking about? What has made you like this? That you, what, who? Like many, many today we find children, they don't want to go to university. Parents ask, what's wrong with you? University you must go. You don't want to go and work also. You mustn't go over the limit also. But you don't want to get involved here. You don't want to get involved. What's wrong with you? What's happening to you? All the time, masjid only. You're not going with your friends, you're not going for drives and for rides, and you're not going cinema, many. What is this? Your beard, topi all the time. You're not wearing jeans, you're not, I'm buying this jeans for you, I'm buying this for you. The mother says, what's wrong with you? So like that, the skin also. So explained in this beautiful poem, Naam, yes, something has happened to me. Somebody's love has come into my heart. Sara taifu man ahwa fa'arraqani. The thought and that desire of my beloved has come to me and it has melted me. That is for Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. His love has struck into my heart and my thoughts are what Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam. Now I can't help it, beard I have to keep. I can't remove one hair also wrongly from my beard. And that is the thought has come. Wal hubbu ya'tarizul lazzat bil alam. And this love, true, genuine love is such that it changes all changes all your condition, all your enjoyments with sorrows. Now people are asking, but even that young girl, she was so modern, everything, lot of our women, but when Allah Ta'ala, when it hits them, all that modernism of theirs is one side. Now suddenly you find they are in burqa now. Now all the brand names and all those things, no more appeal to them. Now they are shopping, malls, etc. All those things, otherwise a woman dies for shopping malls. But now it's a complete different thing. Now the four walls of a house are modern enough for her. What has happened? हां मुझे रात को जब अपने महबूब का ख्याल आ गया तो रात भर नींद नहीं आई. Yes, when I thought of my beloved at night, then the whole night I couldn't sleep. My thoughts were just my real beloved. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Aur baat ye hai ki muhabbat tamam lazzaton ko ranj aur gham se tabdeel kar deti hai. And the reality is this, that the true love changes all enjoyments into this now. Now you are getting up for fajr. Now you are getting up for tahajjud. Now you are just having simple meals. Now all junk food, all the takeaways, which the people die, is normal. What's wrong? You're not eating takeaway. This is the normal food now. And so normal it has become that if you don't die from the takeaways, in the house you make takeaway food. All the sandwiches and burgers, you don't buy from all the steers and all the Kentucky, but now you make it in the house. But you eat the ordinary old type food. You have a plate, you dish out in the plate. Those things are things of the past now. Now it is pizzas, now new names, you can't even remember the names, you can't pronounce them also. Like one Jamaat that came to South Africa, said you need 40 days here just to learn the names of the towns. So today just to eat also the new type of food, you need I don't know how many days to learn the names of all those new type of things. When one time on Hadraji Maulana Inamul Hassan Sahib, Rahmatullah Ali's Dastarkhan, some things came like this, all new types of savouries. So somebody asked, what is this? So Hadraji observed and said, Ye orto ki chonchle hai. This is all the, what will you translate chonchle as? All the, kya Maulana said after chonchle ko kya kahenge Angrezi mein? Shock. Wo bhi Urdu hai. All the desires which they have within them, they want to show there what we can make, what we can present. So that is what. And then you have to ask how to eat it. There is a special way. You can't just eat it like that. You have to ask. And if you eat it the wrong way, all look at you. From which jungle you came and from which age you came. Which age? The ape age. You came from that time or from where you came out. Bilakhir Badshah Adi Raat ko utha, and when that knocked him up, middle of the night, he couldn't take it. He couldn't stick it. Godri Ori, he put a blanket over him, aur apni sultan se bahar nikal gaya. And he went out looking for Allah. Now Allah, Allah, dil mera ho jaye ek maidan ho, tu hi tu ho, tu hi tu ho, tu hi tu. Dil mein ishq-e-ilahi ki aag paida ho chuki thi. Make dua for this, that the fire of the love of Allah comes into the heart. And it's a gift from Allah Ta'ala. We try, but it's a gift from Allah. Sultanat ka shor o ghul, mehboob ki yaad se maani ho raha tha. And the all the governance and ruling and the parliament of the kingdom, it became a barrier for him to remember his Allah. These things now, he couldn't take it anymore. Akhirkar paimana sabar chalak gaya. Now his sabar, how much he could tolerate, it stopped. He couldn't tolerate it more. Ek cheekh mari, aur diwana aur seher, aur diwana aur seherai taraf chal diya. And he gave one scream in the love of Allah. Nara and Allahu Akbar. And he went out into the jungles and into the deserts. Mara jo ek haath gareba nahi raha. And when that condition became like you hit one hand on your chest and nothing remains here, not your collar, not, you forget yourself. Khinchi jo ek aah to zinda nahi raha. And when I pulled one deep, deep sigh, the love of Allah, I wasn't alive anymore. I was now transferred into the realm of the love of Allah Ta'ala. May Allah bless us with these realities and give us this great gift which we all desire, which we all are making effort. That's why we are coming, and Allah is giving it. But may Allah increase it and let it be continuous, inshallah. Steadfast, Allah give us that we remain steadfast, inshallah. And the majlis maker, I also forgot to say.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Inshallah, this coming weekend will be our Islah Jalsa in Indonesia on Yomul Jumu'ah, starting from the Jumu'ah Salat. Hazrat inshallah will be giving bayan in the Jami Masjid, and then the program will continue after Asr, after Isha, on Yomul Sabt, also Saturday. To be programs in different areas, and after Asr till Isha Salah, the program will be taking place in Nurul Islam Masjid, inshallah. And then, inshallah, from every week now, the program will be taking place after the Maghrib Salah, but we'll start the Masjid at 6:45, inshallah, we'll start the Masjid.
And make dua for my health. I want to go, inshallah, to lands for the Islahi Jalsa. And sometimes I feel very nice right now, sometimes it's just completely different. So make dua, Allah make it easy, inshallah. Otherwise, Rafiq Bhai will have a big problem with me.
On Yomul Jumu'ah, the program will not be after Maghrib. Some of the posters got there after Maghrib Salah. But there was a mistake from the side of the organizers. Actually, the program is after Isha Salah. So in our masjids, if we can, we should please change it on the posters that the program on Yom Jumu'ah on Friday night will be after the Isha Salah. Jazakallah.
Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, wassalatu wassalamu ala Sayyidina wa Nabiyyina wa Shafi'ina wa Mawlana Muhammad wa Ashabihi wa Barik wa Sallim. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين اللهم إنا نسألك رضاك والجنة ونعوذ بك من سخطك وغضبك والنار اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين اللهم اشف شيخنا ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد وأصحابه وبارك وسلم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون سلام على المرسلين والحمد لله